Well, if you own a small business, or maybe you're thinking about starting a small business, or maybe you have some relatives or friends who are in a small business, you're not alone, for one thing, but also you're listening to the right program here, because we're going to be talking with you about small businesses in a changing world. As a matter of fact, there's a conference coming up. It's the 2009 Madison Small Business and Changing Times Conference. We'll talk about the conference and also answer any questions you might have, or maybe some experiences that you want to share with us about your own small business or a small business that you know about, with our two guests. Mikolajewski is the manager of the Office of Business Resources for the City of Madison. The City of Madison and the Greater Madison Chamber of Commerce are hosting this day-long small business conference at the Monona Terrace Convention Center. It's coming up Tuesday, May 12th, from 8:30 to 4:15. And we'll tell you how to get information about it. But I also want to introduce Catherine Auerbach. Catherine is the vice president of Madison Environmental Group Incorporated. And so we're really pleased to have her with us as well. And certainly as you listen to them and think about things relating to small businesses, I hope you'll join us. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. And you can email us as well at talk@wpr.org. That's talk@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. So give us a call or shoot us an email. Catherine Auerbach, welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us. And Matt, thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you so much for coming. You know, I often hear it said that small businesses are really kind of the heart of our country, and if we're going to pull out of our tough economic times, it's probably going to be the small businesses leading the way, Catherine.
Absolutely. I think that there's a tremendous amount of opportunity for organizations of many sizes, but small businesses in particular, I think, have the advantage of their smaller size, agility and adaptability. You know, the ability to kind of turn on a dime as circumstances change around you, where larger organizations sometimes are slower to respond to changes in the external environment.
And certainly the Madison Environmental Group has been a pretty successful business.
Absolutely. Our organization has grown over the years consistently, and we are happy to be in our 10th year of business, offering sustainability consulting services to various types of organizations, and primarily in the building industries, but organizations of many different types, and small businesses certainly.
And Matt, talk a little bit about the Office of Business Resources. What do you do as part of that office?
We are an office located within the city's Economic Development Division, and we work with businesses looking to move to Madison, expand within Madison, and also some startup businesses as well, pointing them in the direction of resources that are available, financial, business planning resources, and the like.
And that's kind of what you're going to be talking about at this conference, if I'm not mistaken, the resources and how to get involved. Tell us what you've got sort of in a nutshell. We can go into more detail as we move along. But
yes, we have basically four themes associated with this conference. The first is business finance. The second is building a green, sustainable business. We have a session on managing operations, includes human resources, accounting, and also a session on high-impact entrepreneurship opportunities as well.
So we'll go into more detail on those, but we'll take some calls, too. Again, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@wpr.org. Let's go to John in Madison. John, hi. Thanks for calling.
Yes, hi. I appreciate you taking my call. I have a question. I'm starting a business, and I'm not sure if I should start a profit or a not-for-profit business. A for-profit business seems to be much easier to start and have to deal with the 501c3 requirements. However, I'm not sure that a for-profit business can apply for grants.
Oh, so that's a good question. Are you still there? John, I think his cell phone died or something. John, I hope you're still listening. We'll get some responses here from Matt and Catherine. Catherine, you want to start?
Sure. I think there are certainly advantages and disadvantages to both organizational types, depending on what the gentleman's business model is or his product or service. there are a lot of people and organizations interested today in very mission-driven organizations. And I think sometimes people who are mission-driven naturally may assume that a not-for-profit structure is the best approach. You know, it's one of those "it depends" kind of answers, but for-profit businesses can receive some grant money. It depends on the grant organization and the parameters of the grant. But our organization is a for-profit business, and we're very mission-driven, obviously. And in the past, we have been the recipients of grants for certain kinds of research and development projects that we work on. So I wouldn't say that being a for-profit structure necessarily precludes an organization from receiving grants.
Mm-hmm. And Matt, comment from you.
I agree. And in addition to grants, for-profit businesses do have opportunities for other funding options, whether it be through the Small Business Administration, through local community development corporations. Locally, we have the Madison Development Corporation and also the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation provide some opportunities for for-profit small businesses.
So here sits John right in Madison. It sounds to me like he'd be a ideal candidate for attending your conference.
He would be. I think that certainly, you know, we have a session specific to financing opportunities available to businesses, and certainly some of the other sessions as well could be of interest.
And that, again, that's Tuesday, May 12th. It's from 8:30 to 4:15. And I assume there's a fee connected with this as well.
Yes, there's a $10 fee, but that does include lunch for advanced registration. And advanced registration is available through tomorrow on the city's website, citymadison.com/smallbusinessconference. And then same-day registration is available at the door on Tuesday, May 12th, and that's a $15 fee.
10 or 15 bucks for a whole day, a pretty reasonable amount of money.
Yes, we had great corporate sponsorship to assist with this conference, and we're very grateful for that support that our corporate sponsors have provided, and that has enabled us to have a very low cost for this conference.
And now does, you know, we're heard across the state. If anybody, let's say there's somebody in Eau Claire that's, oh, this sounds good to me, I'd like to come to that. Does that preclude anyone can come, I assume?
Anyone can come.
All right, John, I'm sorry we lost you there. There was if you had a follow-up question, because you were kind of lost, we can put you back on if you want to come back on. And you can join us, too, at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. You know, we've been talking about small business, and I've been throwing that around a bit, but how would you define a small business? That's probably something we should talk about.
I don't think there's a firm definition. I mean, it can be anything from an entrepreneur who's just starting out and maybe doesn't have any employees at all, to upwards of 100-plus employees. Our suggestion is for business owners that may be interested to take a look at the presenters and the themes that are outlined on the city's website and sort of make a determination as to whether or not this would be of interest to them and their particular business.
And Catherine, I think your organization, the Madison Environmental Group, is really kind of a green organization. I would define it as a green organization, I think, in my head. How do you define a green organization?
That's a great question. That's the million-dollar question these days, because the term green, I think, gets thrown around pretty loosely. And there are many, many conferences across the country and in our own community that spend a lot of time discussing that very question. I think there's a gap between the academic discussion of what that means and the practical application of how do you actually operate a green business. Our organization is in the business of helping other organizations build and operate more sustainably. So inherently, if we're helping organizations learn how to do that, obviously we have to walk the talk, so to speak.
Practice what you preach, kind of.
Absolutely. But I would say in general, when we speak about a green business, green implies a focus on environmental issues in particular. I think it's important to also consider a holistic view of the organization and consider kind of the triple bottom line approach, where you're really looking at environmental sustainability as well as social and economic sustainability. And then you can, and then the follow-up question, of course, is what does sustainability mean? And that has its own set of questions that go along with it. But really what we're talking about is a longer term view, right? Larger organizations, public organizations, obviously have a tendency to look at things in terms of quarterly results and, you know, how can we meet our numbers for this quarter? And with that kind of short term approach, you miss opportunities to look at a longer view, a longer payback period for investments, you know, putting things in motion now that will sustain the organization into future generations, for example. But for small businesses, I think it comes down to certain practicalities. I think there's a basic level that you can look at in any organization that's your basic day-to-day operations and how are you impacting the environment based on your day-to-day operations, whether that's your energy use with respect to efficiency, technologies that you can put into place, behavior change things, you know, things that our parents always told us, turn the lights off when you walk out of the room kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Don't leave the water running when you're brushing your teeth. Those kinds of practical day-to-day things. But I think there's opportunities for organizations to look much deeper and take things to the next level and ask some pretty tough questions, you know, about your business model. What are the services and products that you're offering? And how are your services or products impacting the environment and the community, both up and down the supply chain, yeah. Right? I mean, where are you getting your supplies and what's happening to your products or your services once they're out in the community? So there's, you know, there's lots of interesting things happening in the areas of supply chain and kind of life cycle analysis that get pretty juicy to talk about.
Absolutely. Well, let's take some more calls. Pat in Three Lakes, we'll give you a chance now. Hi, Pat. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for taking my call. I just have a comment on being in a small business. My dad was in a small business his whole life, and my grandfather, my brother, and I, and myself and my wife. And it's not as easy and it's not as romantic as people think. And most of the time, the people that tell you that are have never been through it. It's very difficult. It's not the hard work, you know, because most people were taught to work hard. And you get up, you work hard, you put your 8 hours in, or 10 or 12, or if you're in a small business, maybe 7 days a week. It's the bookkeeping. It's the business after the business. It's keeping records for the government. And basically, that's what you do. I'm not bitter. I'm just telling them the truth. You keep records for the government. If you're in a business, even a school bus business, you keep records for the Department of Transportation. You keep records for the department, the IRS. You keep records for the EPA, and you keep records for just about everybody. So you better be ready to keep records. And if you're not going to be big enough so that you can get a secretary to do that, who's very, and I'm not talking about just an average secretary. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about somebody that can fill out forms and somebody that has to do it accurately. It's not really a romantic thing. You have to keep track of. If you hire one person, for instance, you've got a whole different. That's in a whole new set of books.
Yeah.
I get up in the morning with just my book. Just one. We've got two buses. We have to first of all go through a list of the things that we have to do. We have to keep track for the Department of Transportation, and then also for the State Patrol in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm not complaining about it. I'm just telling people. If you're going to do this, talk to people that are in business. Don't talk to people that work for the government, because people that work for the government have never been in business. So I think it's very important that your guests relay that information to people that are going to go in business. Talk to people that are in business. Tell them what the downfalls are and tell them what the rewards are. But those are the people that are in it, okay?
All right. What's the best reward for you, Pat?
The best reward for me is being living in the United States and being able to do it, possibly. That's probably the best reward. I'm in a situation where a lot of the people that, you know, the school teachers and so forth are are retiring when they're 50, 55, 55 years old. And I'm 68 years old, and I'm in a situation I had to buy some land. I can't retire. So, but it's still, you know, you get up and you think, I own this thing, and whatever happened to the damn thing, it's my responsibility.
All right. Well, you've given us a lot to think about, and while we're pondering, my guests are pondering, I want to remind you who we're talking to. We're talking to Catherine Auerbach, who's vice president of Madison Environmental Group Incorporated. Excuse me.
It's a mouthful.
Madison Environmental Group Incorporated, and she's vice president. And Matt Michalajewski. Why am I suddenly having trouble with everybody's name and title here? Matt manages the Office of Business Resources for the City of Madison, and the city and the Greater Madison Chamber of Commerce are hosting this day-long conference on small businesses in a changing times. And that's coming up May 12th from 8:30 to 4:15 in Madison. Larry Mueller here, Jim Packard, our producer, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking about building and sustaining a business amidst these challenging economic times, especially a small business, with our two guests, Matt Michalajewski, who manages the Office of Business Resources for the City of Madison, Catherine Auerbach is Vice President of Madison Environmental Group Incorporated. And our last caller gave us a lot, I think, to ponder and think about, and I want to have a response from both of you. Matt, let's start with you.
Well, I think Pat did raise some good questions about many small business owners really are focused on the day-to-day operations of their own business and don't always necessarily have an opportunity to network with other small business owners and share ideas about how to grow their business and sustain their business. And I think one great opportunity that this conference presents is not only will we be having presenters who are small business owners, but there'll also be opportunities to network with attendees of the conference with one another. So a great opportunity for small business owners that don't have an opportunity to chat with other small business owners about their operations on an ongoing basis to do so at this event.
And kind of in a non-competitive way, too, you know, for the most part.
Yes.
Which probably helps a little bit too. Catherine, comment from you. I know you were shaking your head yes when or nodding your head yes when our caller was talking about record keeping and bookkeeping and so forth.
Sure.
Among other things.
Sure, I can certainly appreciate Pat's concern with what is probably feeling at times like a burdensome amount of kind of day-to-day administrative requirements. The thought that triggered for me on that issue is that keeping good records is really an important part of being a responsible business in terms of the big picture of responsibility, right, that we all have back to the community. And transparency is a very important part of being a sustainable organization. And record keeping is the foundation of that. If you, that saying about what isn't measured isn't managed, right? So if you aren't in the habit of keeping good records, I think that's a really important place to start in terms of thinking about a green business, because you really need to know what is your current impact. And if you don't know kind of where you're at today, you can't set goals for where you want to be tomorrow.
And will some of this be covered at the conference? I mean, Matt, you and...
Yes. In fact, one of the sessions topic is managing operations. And some of the panelists on that session will have some discussion about how we're in this age where there's a lot of new opportunity given new technologies for both communicating with customers and with clients, but also admittedly for some of the record keeping that we've been discussing. Mm-hmm. And there is, though, however, some legal implications associated with that. Certainly the web is a great opportunity to reach out, but also there's certainly some privacy implications. And our panelists for that session will address some of those as well.
Okay. Well, you know, here we are in a tough, I was just thinking of our last caller who has a bus business. All right, it's got to have been some hard times for him because, you know, last year the prices of gas or whatever and went up, you know, to, what, $4 a gallon or whatever. And so or maybe he has diesel, and that went up too, and that's still running pretty high. And well, actually, gas is too. So that's one economic thing. But how do you adjust your operations in this kind of new economic climate? Hey, that's a big question. Something to think about. Comment, Catherine?
Well, if I was in Pat's shoes, I'd be asking myself that question probably every day. You know,
or anybody else for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that that is why building the foundation of your business on a sustainable model is so important, so that when economic cycles are at their low points, you're well positioned to weather through that. You know, the advantages to being a sustainable business and that triple bottom line, it's like a three-legged stool, right? It's a lot more stable than just relying on one or two aspects to pull your organization through.
I think the other thing, too, is to really look at a broad view of what opportunities are available to adjust one's operations. Everything from some of the green triple bottom line concepts that Catherine referred to that'll be addressed in the green business session at the conference, but also taking a look at what financing opportunities are available, taking a look at, again, managing one's operations, everything from accounting to human resources and employment-related items. So rather than sort of looking for the single item that can help one adjust their operations in these changing times, to look at a broad array of opportunities and then determine what combination would be most appropriate for that business model.
When you say, you both said triple bottom line, what does that mean?
The triple bottom line is a way of looking at your business success beyond just the financial bottom line. So looking at environmental success and social success as well as financial success. It's a way of thinking about what makes a successful organization in broader terms.
Well, that makes sense to me. If you would like to join in with a question or comment, give us a call as we talk about building and sustaining a small business with our two guests today, Matt Mikoljewski and Catherine Auerbach. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org, and I'd love to hear even from some people who are in those kinds of situations. We had a good comment earlier from a person in a small business, and if you are in that situation as well, we'd also like to hear from you. So again, the number 1-800-642-1234. Matt, you mentioned the internet a little earlier. How do you make use of the internet to communicate with potential and real customers, and how do you use the internet in a small business situation?
Yes, we're going to have actually some presenters at the conference who have taken advantage of the internet for their businesses, and certainly it depends on specifically what the business is, if it's retail versus a service provider, but certainly a website presence that's online that people can find your business, get information about your business. Using email as an opportunity to stay in touch with customers, for example. We have several major road construction projects occurring this year, and I know that some impacted businesses are using email as a way to keep in touch with their clients and customers and keep them up to date regarding those projects. And then also some of the social networking websites that are out there, Facebook, for example, as a way to, again, connect to customers that you may not connect with using more traditional advertising means.
And that all requires a little more education on your part, too, then. Education is...
Absolutely.
Updating education is a real key to all this, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think that there's some great resources out there, some of which will be at this conference, to sort of share some helpful hints on how to get started in that regard. But it certainly requires a different view on how one communicates with their customers.
Yeah, I'm not a Twitter guy yet. I haven't done that part yet, but I've learned a few things along the way, and I'm just thinking back to just 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, the difference in how I run sort of my operation or our operation here versus now versus 10 years ago is like night and day. Night and day. Well, let's take another call. Ann in Cottage Grove has a comment or question. Let's go to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you bet. I'm just turned on this station right now. I always listen to you, but I just had an opportunity, and I'm so happy. I'd like to know about LLCs. When and when should you, as a small business, get into LLC? And also, when is this conference? Where is it, and how much?
All right. Well, I tell you what, it's going to set you back a big ton of money, Ann. If you do it in advance, it's $10.
All righty.
But anyway, let's go to LLC, Limited Liability Corporation, that question. And we'll certainly give you the information on the conference, too. But what about an LLC?
Well, there, you know, there's a variety of ways that one can incorporate a business, and they have different benefits and drawbacks, both from an operations standpoint and both from a tax standpoint. And really, it's going to come down to the specific business model and what's appropriate for that model, and also what's appropriate given, again, one's individual tax circumstances to consider. So it's hard to give a broad opinion on what is better or worse off.
Yeah, Catherine, anything? Was you agreeing there with Matt? Or?
I would just encourage Ann and others who are considering a business structure to try to look as far down the road as you can. You know, what do you want your business to be in 5 or 10 years? And base your decision on that to the extent possible. There are some advantages, as Matt said, to various business structures, whether it's an LLC or a corporation or, you know, an S corporation or what have you. But try to just keep that longer range view in mind.
Will you be discussing this at the conference? Will there be somebody there to
Yes, but go ahead, Matt.
Yes, we will have one of the panelists in our managing operations session is an accountant from Wegner. And he certainly, I'm sure, would be able to provide some insight, as will some of the other panelists on that managing operations session.
Yeah. And again, the event, it's at the Monona Terrace Convention Center, and it's Tuesday, May 12th. So it's coming right up, Ann.
Yeah, that's great.
And it's 8:30. It starts at 8:30 in the morning and goes to 4:15. It's $10 in advance, $15 at the door, and that includes your lunch.
All right.
So you can hardly beat that.
I'll be there.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. You can join in, too, with a question or comment at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. Can you give me an example, before we go on to some other things, just on this LLC business, can you give me an example of a business that might be better off to go the LLC route, or is that a little tough to answer?
It's really tough to answer, and again, there's sort of two issues to consider, both sort of the operating conditions of that organization and how its operations are structured, but then also the tax considerations, and that has great variability depending on the size of the business, the type of the business. So it's really hard to hone in on a specific one.
Yes. Okay. Are you folks at Madison Environmental Group on an LLC? Or are you?
No, we're a corporation.
You're a corporation. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we'll take some more calls here at 1-800-642-1234. I got somebody coming up, and we'll get to them in just a minute here. So there's a lot of ways that you want to structure financing is what you're telling me here, and it can have some big tax implications depending on what you do.
Absolutely. And along those lines, you know, one of our sessions at this conference is going to be on small business finance in the current economic climate. And so we're going to have individuals from the banking industry, credit unions, the Small Business Administration, the Madison Development Corporation, and they can certainly provide some insight in terms of what financial resources are available and then what route might be best for a given business model in terms of its incorporation.
Yeah. Well, let's go to Ann in Traverse City, Michigan. Hi, Ann. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it.
Hi. Thank you. I would just like to know if there are any resources or references for figuring out how you would create a fee schedule if what you do is more of a service than a product. And I'll take your comments off the air.
Okay. So we've got somebody whose product is a service as opposed to a widget.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way. And I could think of a lot of examples of service kinds of businesses.
I think a great start to sort of determining a fee schedule is to take a look at if there are similar service providers in the given area and what fees that those service providers charge. Certainly, the fee structure is going to vary depending on what type of service it is, but also it's going to have a lot of variability in terms of the location. And also, admittedly, there'll be some differentiation between whether or not that service is already being provided within that given area or if there is significant competition already.
One of the things that comes to mind to me is if you're thinking about starting a small business, what you were talking about, there's a little research, and I think that's absolutely critical, and I wonder how much of that will be discussed at the conference.
There'll be some, perhaps some research discussed. The primary focus of the conference, admittedly, though, is with existing small business owners who already have a business model up and running, and they're looking for networking opportunities and looking for advice on how to adjust that business model given the current climate. But that being said, certainly I think it would be helpful for individuals who are looking to start a new small business to attend and network with other small business owners to talk about what they did to research as they were preparing their business plan. You know, who did they contact? What were some useful avenues for determining how their business may fit in with the given market that they're already in?
Now, there, if I'm not mistaken, there are four different sessions, are there not?
Yes. There's a session on small business finance, a session on building and sustaining a greener business, a session on managing operations, which will cover things such as employment, communication with one's customers, and also a session on high-impact entrepreneurship.
And it will be possible for an individual to come and hear all of those?
Yes, the conference is structured in such a way that the four sessions will be staggered throughout the day, providing an opportunity for an individual to attend all four of the sessions. And I should mention as well that conference proceedings will be taped and will be available on the City of Madison website after the conference. So certainly if someone simply can't make it on Tuesday, May 12th, they would have this information available at their disposal through our website.
Okay, so probably a couple of 2 hour, you can attend like two-hour sessions in the morning, the way it sounds to me, and then a couple of two-hour sessions in the afternoon.
Yes.
So the sessions are repeated.
They are repeated in the morning and the afternoon. And then, as you mentioned, advanced registration, which is open online through tomorrow at citymadison.com/smallbusinessconference. If you register before the close of business tomorrow online, it's $10. That includes lunch. Registration, though, will be available at the door for $15. And again, that includes lunch. I should also mention that we'll have a networking room that will have displays from our conference sponsors, our corporate sponsors. And that will provide another opportunity for individuals to network with presenters, with other attendees, and also with our corporate sponsors.
Okay. And this is, how many of these conferences have you run? Is this the first one or is this?
This is the third conference.
Third one, okay.
Yes.
And hoping for a good crowd, obviously.
We are. We're hoping to get over 100 attendees at the conference. Mm-hmm. And again, with all the presenters and the sponsors that also be attending, it should be a couple hundred people. So it'll be a great networking opportunity for small business owners.
And yet small enough that you're going to be able to get around and talk to the presenters and you know, have some ample time for some interaction then, I take it.
Absolutely. Within all of our panel presentations, we've built in a significant amount of time for questions and answers from attendees that are at the conference. That was a feedback that we received from the last conference, to give that opportunity for attendees to really interact with presenters. And again, through our networking room and through the lunch, there'll be a great opportunity for attendees to interact with presenters and also sponsors to ask any questions that they have.
So bring a ton of business cards with you and be prepared to...
Absolutely.
Hand them out and collect from other people that you enjoy visiting with and maybe can connect with down the road then.
Definitely.
Well, this sounds like a great opportunity for people. And it's not just in the Madison, obviously Madison area, Dane County folks are probably going to be more likely to attend. But frankly, anyone anywhere in the state or out the state for that matter who is listening today and wants to attend, by all means, come to Madison to the. Where are we at? We're at the Monona Terrace Convention Center. That's where we're at. And more information again is available at the website. And what's that website again?
The website is cityofmadison, all one word, .com/smallbusinessconference. Again, all one word.
cityofmadison.com/smallbusinessconference. There you have it. Thank you both very much for being with us today, and good luck with the conference. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Larry.
Our guest today, Matt Mikolajewski, who manages the Office of Business Resources for the City of Madison and the City of Madison and the Greater Madison Chamber of Commerce, are hosting this day-long small business conference at Monona Terrace Convention Center. Catherine Auerbach with us as well. She'll be there, Vice President of Madison Environmental Group Incorporated, our guest as well today. Really appreciate having them with us. And go online, take a look. And for $10, if you get on and get your reservation in by tomorrow at the end of the working day, it's $10. Or if you don't, just show up and have a 10 and a 5 in your hand, and they'll let you in the door. $15. Thank you so much again. Coming up, though, maybe you want to do a little physical fitness and get yourself prepared for running around at this conference. We'll talk physical fitness next with Dustin Maher on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.